Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, U-Ink. Today, we arrange for some mystery. Arranging mystery is no different than arranging for a date. While we want to reach out and connect, we are careful not to say too much or give it away how interested we are in order to maintain interest. But you may not be in the mood to swipe right today and send that booty message for a hookup, so let me help you arrange for some mystery faster than a swipe left can crush your self-esteem. Think about some of the banal things you did today. Set up a student-teacher conference, go to the dentist, complain to customer service about the rude behavior of a cashier, planted some herbs in the garden for spring, had to deal with a boss's unethical business practices. Okay, so now, who are you going to tell all of these stories to? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you probably answered one of these. My mom, my spouse, my girlfriend or boyfriend, my roommate, but most likely someone you share a domestic space with. And also, you shared all of these things with that one person. How very uninteresting of you. What happened to all of your friends and cousins and colleagues and book club members and gal pals and other persons of interest? What happened was that you stopped developing these relationships, these support systems, and now you are dumping all of this on one person constantly throughout the day. Because now you can text them every single second as opposed to reaching out to those around you. And moreover, you save the fun stuff for those you have fun with. Because if you droned on and on about this stuff at a get-together, at a dinner party, at a happy hour, you may find yourself sitting alone and perhaps not being asked to join in again. And the same goes for that significant other. They are losing interest because you have become uninteresting. Time to ratchet up the mystery. Immediately stop going on and on about every single little accomplishment, phone call issue, crappy boss, pain in the neck kiddo, what you are having for dinner, etc., etc. You wouldn't dare do that to someone you were dating. Were your needs any different back then? Nope. You just spread that around to the many people you had in your life before you said, I do, or let's split the cost of rent, or I love you. Otherwise, be prepared for hedonic adaptation. Over time, this individual thinks that there is nothing special about the relationship and he or she starts taking his or her partner for granted. Feelings and attachment fade and the relationship collapses. Arrange for some mystery by not being accessible all the time and also not overaccessing your loved one. Now you might want to debate me and offer that this is what being in a relationship is all about. Is it? I'm not sure any of us signed up for the doldrums. In a romantic relationship, this essentially means giving each other space in order for the involved individuals not only to maintain a sense of independence, but also to create a healthy and non-intrusive distance. A healthy distance can actually keep intimacy between couples because it creates or sustains the right level of longing or desire. After all, too much of anything can be bad. So get some mystery in your life, spread the love, and watch the reemergence of the thriller. My pro tip, I always walk the walk, even if it's difficult. I have been actively arranging for mystery in my own marriage. Gone are the days that I text every little moment, thought, article, remark. It's sad. But so much of the opposing behavior had been happening that my relationship had gotten watered down and frankly, boring. Even dating has been on pause a little bit. And for the first time in a while, I am being approached for conversation. I am calling friends regularly and they are calling me. I have been engaging in pursuits such as starting a support group for married women called Modern Marriage Encounters. I have even put together a voter appreciation party and focused on reclaiming the me that I was before I married, which my husband found so darn interesting that he pursued me, asked me to have a baby, and marry him. Time for a movie motivation. It's Complicated is a 2009 American romantic comedy film written and directed by Nancy Meyers. Stars Meryl Streep as a successful bakery owner and single mother of three who starts a secret affair with her former husband, played by Alec Baldwin, 10 years after their divorce. When brought together at a family event, the two exes find themselves oddly attracted to each other after 10 years of divorce. After what we have learned today, this phenomena should not appear as odd to us, but common sense. To learn more about Mystery and how Dawn Thompson of Dawn of the New Era and founder of a new kind of monthly dance party of ecstatic dance called Shakti Shakedown and the author of The Authenticity Code finds her mojo, listen to the U Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.